Jumped the gun there, but good morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF, as it is Wildcat Wednesday, joined in studio by K-State Extension agents Jerry Guerin and Jacob Weber. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome in. Did you guys have a good New Year's holiday? Did you guys go anywhere? Did you stay locally?
Stayed home.
Stayed home, huh? Did you, Jacob, I got to ask, did you stay up to the midnight mark, or did you call it quits early?
I went to bed at 10 o'clock. It was quarter to 11.
You had 1 hour left.
I could.
And you just couldn't make it. Jerry, did you do anything special for New Year's? Or did you stay here?
I did try to stay up, but I didn't really do anything that special.
Didn't do too much there. At least it was spent hopefully with family, and hopefully had a good time for both of you. So we're ushering in the new year. That means back to work. Really,
right.
No doubt about it. Can't believe 2019 is already here with that as well. We've got some courses coming up in the month of January as well, all through to preview to start off this year. I think a good thing that we could probably hit on in the 8 o'clock hour is some of the things that you heard most in 2018. So maybe give some tips to people so you don't get those calls again. And also you wanted to talk a little bit about gardening as well. Again, our phone lines are wide open if you have any questions for Jacob or Jerry at 620-251-6909. And I think a good place to start really is, I believe you guys have a course coming up here in mid-January, is that correct?
Yes, we do. We have quite a few ag meetings coming up. I guess our first one right on the books is January 15th, the 2019 Soybean School. And this is one of those courses put on by the state. I think they do about three or four across the state of Kansas. And lucky enough, we have one here at the Parsons area office. So if you're interested in that, this is the meeting that kind of has the weird time frame. Registration's going to start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's going to be a sponsored dinner at 6, or supper. And then adjourn is going to be at 7 p.m. that night. So 3 to 7, basically. So
okay, and do they need to call like beforehand to get registered?
Yes. Yep, you can call our Girard office, which is 620-724-8233. If you're interested in that meeting, again, that's January 15th, and that's going to be the upcoming soybean school.
Cool. Is it free of charge, or is it?
It is free, yep.
Nice, very cool. I think I remember talking with James about it a little bit. It's kind of the, you know, soybean markets as well. What are they discussing?
Yep, the Soybean Commission, and there's going to be some soil fertility stuff, some insect management things, just basically the a kind of encompassing all of soybean issues throughout the state. So it's usually a pretty good meeting.
Yeah, very exciting. Cool. So that's coming up on the 15th, though.
Yep.
Does it look like you guys still have room? I mean, that's, what, 13 days away?
Yep. We've got plenty of room at the area office. We can hold, I think it's about up to 125, 150 if we open up the back section. So I think we've got plenty of room still. So if you're interested, just register at our Girard office and we'll get you down.
Great stuff.
And then February will be here before we know it. So I'll go ahead, and we've got three coming up in February. The first I'll mention is the Regional Farmers Market Workshop. So that may interest a few folks listening, but that's going to be February 2nd. It's also going to be at the Parsons area office from 9 to 3 p.m. Oh, I think Jacob's got a flyer on that. Did you want to mention anything specific on that?
One month from today.
Yeah.
All right. And registration deadline is January 24th. Actually, you can register after the 24th, but they don't guarantee that you'll get a lunch that day. So if you want to make sure to get a lunch, $20 per participant for the registration fee. That's this 2019 Regional Workshop, Farmers Market Workshop. The days are getting longer now.
Yeah.
And the growing season is approaching again. And so we're looking forward to having a good farmers market year. Locally grown produce available to people who grow it. This is the workshop to attend. And there'll be a lot of information, including making a profit as a market vendor. That's very important, because to stay in business, you got to make a profit.
You got to make it somewhere, right?
Yep.
And might as well do it off of what you're growing. So
yep.
You got to get that information there. So that's coming up on the 2nd. Is it a similar registration process? Just give you guys a call.
Yep. That's how it works.
Yeah, you can go online. I believe you can go online and register for this. But where is that information? I'll get in a minute.
It's a big flyer. Maybe you got buried in there. So yep. That's coming up on the second there, mm-hmm. and you had mentioned a couple more through February.
We've got corn school, which is basically the sister to soybean school, but same process, but the Corn Commission's the one that sponsors this one. It's February 11th. Also at the Parsons area office, registration will start about 7:45 in the morning, a sponsored lunch at noon, and then the meeting will adjourn around 1. Now there will be CCA and CEU credits that can be applied for, so if you need those credits. And then again, you can call 620-724-8233 if you want to register for that meeting. So that'll be a good one. And then the last one I'll touch on real quick, our hazardous occupation training, or some people refer to it as tractor safety. It's required for youth who are 14 to 15 years old who want to work on somebody's farm other than their own families. They need this training to be able to do that. So we will have that Saturday, February 23rd, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be at the Labette County High School Vaux Ag Building. So if you have some youth who are 14 to 15 years of age and not, you know, if they're not even planning to go work for their neighbor or a family friend and you just want them to have some, you know, good safety training for your farm, it's a good idea to have these kids go through that class. And that you can register for that at our Altima office at 620-784-5337.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and kind of tailing off of that as well is, you know, there's a lot of kids that get behind the wheel at a very young age,
yes.
and they know how to operate the machinery very, very well. But with that, you know, they could go into those courses and then kind of further understand the mechanics of it as well,
yes.
because there's not just driving it. There's also knowing what you're driving. So a good opportunity
yeah.
for that as well. As Jacob, you had mentioned, it's days are getting longer. It's about ready to grow. So these schools would be a perfect opportunity to kind of get in there, as well as you know, the soybean market. We know how that went last year.
Yeah.
So good opportunity to talk about that with these upcoming courses. All right. So
yep. I found the website.
Oh, we did. All right.
They're right in front of my nose. Okay. You just type in fromthelandofkansas.com/FM workshops or workshop. fromthelandofkansas.com. Fairly simple. It's all one word. If you have trouble spelling any of those words, like of or Kansas, call the extension office.
Yeah, right. We'll help you out. And just call the extension office. Very cool. So with that, great. We'll touched on some courses that are coming up here in January, as well as the few in February. We'll get that out to our listeners just in case anybody's got some serious inquiries as well. So Jacob, it's 2019. Is there anything gardening that we can really hit on here for the first couple of days of January?
Now that we're past the 1st of January, we can think about pruning fruit trees, pruning landscape plants, getting the perennial flower beds ready for spring, and getting our thoughts together and maybe planning a little gardening season this year, what we're going to do as far as getting time frame, soil prep, anything else we can do at this time of the year to get ready for the garden season, make 2019 a much more successful year than 2018. It all depends on the weather, and that's the unpredictable part. That's something we
cross our fingers, yeah.
Yeah, we can only manage the weather to a certain point, and after that we have to let Mother Nature take over.
Yeah. So if you had to give one big piece of advice when it comes to pruning, what's like a major no-no when it comes to it? Obviously, don't cut too shallow, or I guess where's the major mistakes when it comes to it?
Being afraid of doing it. That's the number one mistake. Not doing it at the when it needs to be done. Of course, pruning has various objectives, and pruning is something that we do to make or help the plant be a better plant for our needs. And you plant a tree, you don't have to do anything to it as long as you get it growing. If it's a well-adapted tree, it'll take off and grow on its own. It doesn't have to have a single pruning cut made on it at all. That can happen naturally, either ice storms or animals, browsers, or it just continues to grow and shades the branches down below, and they die and they eventually fall off. But pruning is something we do to the plant to make it better, more usable for us. And a good example, developing a trunk on a tree. Trunks don't grow up out of the ground. trunks develop because the branches that are on the side of the main stem are either removed or fall off. And in a forest setting, of course, that happens naturally from shading, with the trees all close together. The top of the tree is heading for the sunlight, and everything down below that's being shaded too much is going to die, and it'll fall off, and which is real desirable, especially if you want saw logs. You want those lower branches to fall off fairly rapidly, so you develop nice, clean, clear, knot-free wood, depending on the type of wood you want, furniture quality wood. We don't want any knots in it, unless you want a knotty wood.
Then you go with that. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Good piece of advice. Just, like you had mentioned, a tree will grow on its own if it's well adaptive and will go with it. But this is just kind of not necessarily for curb appeal, but at the same time, if you want your tree to look good and to live long, like you said, mentioned a sturdy base underneath it, then this is pretty essential.
So we'll kind of get into a little pruning techniques or practices after the top of the hour. We don't have much time here to hit on it too much.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely get into it. We'll have a full segment coming up as well. So real quick, we got about 30 seconds to kill here. Any final gardening notes or real quick that you can put out there, pieces of advice before
we
head off?
We'd always talk about soil testing for vegetable gardening production, so we can hit on that. Soil testing is a good way of getting a fertility management program started. And a lot of the soil tests that I see for vegetable gardens, unfortunately, the amount of fertilizer that's been put on has been a wee bit too much.
Just
so we kind of have
to
back off a little bit on some of that.
Gotcha. Again, it's a good idea to get that soil tested just to make sure that your levels aren't overblowing certain
soil
items.
Test on crop ground as well in pasture, because we often see deficiencies. So a little bit of opposites.
Yeah, and I think that's an area, too, that people kind of push to the side. They don't really realize that soil could as well be just as affected as many other areas around your property. So, again, we will check in with K-State in the 8 o'clock hour. That's Jacob Weber and Jerry Guerin here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Top of the hour news break on its way. Again, we'll check back in with them after this.